AircheckDownloads.com.
Mike Tulin on Rock FM, the Music FM.
And what have we for you on the show today this morning then? Well, we haven't got any kids on the show today because they're all back at school. We haven't got any of the Buckingham Palace staff this morning because I've only really got a £10 note for expenses, and that's far too much for them. We haven't got Kevin Keegan on the show this morning because he's a bit like a bear with a sore head this morning. We haven't got any large Toblerone bars, unfortunately, because I love those. We haven't got any baby wipes, or we haven't got any torches with rubber handles, unfortunately. What we do have on the show for you this morning is the Top 10 at 10, coming up in 15 minutes' time from 1986. We have your Rock FM firm calls, and the Tulanizing today of an untidy, piggy little girl. As will he playfully pull down the pants of a Wednesday morning. 974 Rock FM, and this from Charles and Eddie. So 500 gold nuggets went to Chris Atkins from Blackrod in the old Daily Star pot of gold on the breakfast show this morning with Paul Jordan. So the fella won £500, and instead of sort of going woo woo, the first thing he said was, "Can I say hello to someone?" Give it to me, I'll woo for you. So here comes your morning brief for Wednesday, September the 1st, 1993. This is Rock FM Tulin in the morning. National Day of Libya today. It's also the first day today of the new school year. So hi to you if you've dropped your kids off this morning and they were all really nervous. 6 brand new satellite channels go on air today. Tomorrow night, the MTV Awards with Janet Jackson, Sharon Stone, Madonna, Peter Gabriel, Sting, Rod Hull and Emu. Liverpool versus Coventry, Blackburn versus Arsenal, Man U versus West Ham tonight. And Jean-Michel Jarre plays Main Road tonight. Hi to you if you're going. That's it, you're fully briefed for Wednesday. That's Joey Lawrence. So mustering up your Wednesday morning, this is Tulin on Rock FM. Another dry, warm, sunny day today for the northwest. Currently in the city about 16 degrees. Your high today, 20 degrees. Blue skies all the way. Woo! Woo! Mop my brow. So the top 10 at 10 from 1986 coming up in about 8 minutes' time. And especially for you at home, if you're taking your first deep breath and just relaxing and kicking off your shoes for the first time in about 6 weeks after the school holidays and the kids have gone back today, we'll play a bit of Rock Set for you in just 60 seconds.
From the Tower of Power on Winter Hill, this is the Northwest's favorite music station, 97.4 Red Rose Rock FM.
From the mighty Tower of Power at Winter Hill, this is Red Rose Rock FM, 97.4. Watching telly last night, and I don't know if you've seen those adverts for the TV license. You know, the one with the computer, and it really sort of scares the willies out of everyone. This computer, basically, and there's this advert, and if you haven't seen it, this computer knows that the fella got his TV license in 1971, his first one for his black and white. The computer knows that he got one when he got married for his new colour TV with his wife, and it knows he hasn't got one now. They're trying to make out this blooming computer knows everything about us all, and, you know, to be honest, it's got me a bit worried. I mean, what does the computer know about you? What does this computer know about me? Does it know when I was born? Does it know that I'm a DJ on Rock FM? Do you think it knows that the inside of my car's littered with sweet wrappers? Does it know that I drive too far sometimes? Hey, and what about the fact that I haven't emptied the kitchen bin for about 2 weeks and just keep cramming in all the rubbish? Does it know that? Hey, and don't tell me it knows about when I was 7 and I stole Stephen Charlick's Darth Vader figure. God, I bet it does, you know. There's no beating this system. That's Madge and Rain. Hello, how you doing? Here we go. Wake up, just after 10 o'clock. This is Red Rose Rock FM, 97.4. I'm Mike Tulin. Here comes the top 10 at 10.
Rock in the Northwest, Red Rose Rock FM.
Tulanize.
Right, 10 to 12 exactly. It's time to phone up this girl called Jackie Ronfell. Okay, the surname is Ronfell, if you know her. Jackie Ronfell, so that's really embarrassing because if she's a mate of yours, you might not have known that she's a bit minty. So here we go. So we're just ringing the work number, so hopefully she'll be in. More will become apparent as we go on. It's her mum who set her up, by the way. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Jackie, please?
Speaking.
speaking.
Hello, Jackie. It's Mike Toolan. Now, Jackie, before you say anything, you're live on the air, OK? So please do not swear. Now, young Jackie, I have a wee bone to pick with you, right? Your mum, who you work with, and also who you know as being your mother, tells me you're a little bit of a piggy.
I'm a little bit of a piggy?
A piggy, yes. You collect rubbish. How do you plead? Right, hang on. Courtroom, please. Court in order. Right, thank you. Jackie Ronfell, you have been charged with gross untidiness of your bedroom. Your bedroom is large with ample room, and yet you persist in keeping carrier bags with rubbish in them strewn all over. If you ever buy tights, you never throw them away, no matter how old, laddered or smelly they get. In fact, you never throw anything away, ever. The situation is so bad in your minty room that when your poor mother has visitors, she has to avoid letting them wander around. Perchance they wander into your minging domain. Quiet, please, in court. It has been called the Chorley Borough Tip. Please, be quiet. How do we find her? Guilty? Yes, I thought so. Now, I sentence you to embarrassment over the airwaves. Are you ready?
Yeah.
OK, Jackie, what have you nicknamed your bed?
What?
Can you tell us what you call your bed?
What do I call my bed?
Yes. It's squidgy, isn't it? Yeah, why do you call your bed squidgy, Jackie?
Because it's very comfortable.
Okay, no other reason?
No.
No. Okay, excellent. Well, we won't go into that because it's still the morning. Is it true that you used to wet your knickers?
Going to die for this.
The last time was only a few minutes ago, I think, as well, was it?
Oh, it could be right, that one.
And let me tell you, fancy a boy called Tarquin.
No, my mother has a fancy for this person called Tarquin to become a son-in-law.
And will you now, okay, Jackie, please do your pig impersonation. Okay, now what we have here is basically your theme tune, and I want you to oink your way through it. Are you ready? Right, here we go.
Or would you rather be a pig?
Go on then, let's hear some oinking.
A pig is an animal with dirt
on
his
face.
His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
Keep going.
He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't have a pet,
go on, keep going.
You may grow up to be a pig.
Are you well and truly oinked out now, Jackie?
Oh, I think I could be.
You've been toolanized, my girl.
Well, thank you very much for that, Mike.
You've been toolanized.
The 97 days of summer. Rock FM.
Aircheckdownloads.com.